It's showtime, folks!
Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Oh, hello! Welcome in here to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Show's overtime, clocking in today at 6:01 on your Thursday. Once again, another beautiful day outside here in East Tennessee. Very warm outside, too. So, yeah, it's definitely always got to enjoy that. But we are inside for the next 2 hours with you up until 8 o'clock, wrapping up your day and taking you into your Thursday evening. The weekend, once again, is almost upon us here. I'm excited, as always. I'm excited to be here on this Friday Junior with a packed house tonight. I'm your host, Tanner Carson. I've got Julia Ramsey to my left. I got the one and only Cole McCormick up in the producer's perch. Answering your phone calls, taking care of the technical business behind the scenes here. Going to be another fantastic edition of the show. Let's do we already did introductions, so I guess I'll just ask, how are y'all doing?
Very well.
Doing good, Tanner. How are you, buddy?
I'm making it. I'm making it past these allergies.
I feel you on that.
They're trying to defeat me. Walked out to my car today, covered in pollen.
You cannot escape the pollen.
You really can't escape the pollen. I feel like it's a horror movie.
It is.
The pollen is the main villain, and it just follows you wherever you go. Mm-hmm. You try to wash it off, comes right back on. Mm-hmm. You cannot escape it until summer gets here. So all throughout the spring, it's just going to be pollen all over. Making my allergies miserable, but I'm surviving though.
Good.
I'm not letting it.
Don't let it get you down.
Incapacitate me. I'm here. I'm fighting through it here, and I know I'm not the only one either. Cole, I know you're fighting through it as well.
Yeah, it's a daily struggle for me. The war on pollen has started, and me and my Zyrtec have been pulling through.
Zyrtec's the way to go.
We need to take
Zyrtec is the real MVP.
Saves my life every day.
I love me some Zyrtec.
Official
hashtag
sponsor
Team Zyrtec
of Knoxville of overtime.
You gotta feel like they might be official sponsor of Knoxville around this.
Maybe
time,
yeah.
Though.
Maybe it is just Knoxville.
Man,
yeah.
I'd love to get a Zyrtec deal. That'd be a good amount of money.
Cut the check, Zyrtec.
Cut the check, Big Pharma.
There you go.
Come on, I know you got plenty of money that you're holding out on. You know, research and stuff, so you can still make a lot more money. I see how it is. Don't want to give your fine customers here overtime any money. I see how it is.
Still going to buy your product, but I see how it is.
we kind of need to buy that product too. Oh, in here today on this Thursday here, the one thing that's starting out a week from now, NFL draft. Talked a lot about that yesterday. Nashville's absolutely going to shut down for that. But something that's coming up in about 3 months, got the NBA draft as well. Whereas, don't really have a lot of hope for maybe one Tennessee player will get drafted in the NFL draft next week. But we do know that currently waiting the word from two certain Tennessee basketball players on whether or not they're going to stay in the NBA draft process, come back. Of course, you know, that's going to take a while. Talking about Grant Williams and Jordan Bone, of course. You already had Admiral Schofield. He's projected to get drafted as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely big-time prospects for Tennessee basketball players to get taken in the NBA draft here. It's a little nice here. The Ringer, you want to talk about this right here. So they have the ranking of their top overall players in the draft. This just the ranking who's the absolute best. And so on and so forth. Can you guess who number one is?
Zion.
It's Zion. Can you guess who number two is?
RJ.
Cole got it. It's RJ Barrett. Wow, I didn't know this. Did you know Zion and RJ Barrett average the exact same amount of points per game at Duke?
Really?
22.6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even though Zion sat out a good portion at the end of the year?
Yeah.
It gave RJ his chance to shine.
He's on the come up.
Did. I'm looking for Cam Reddish is here just because I'm pretty interested here. Oh, he's seventh. Mm. He's seventh. But the point I'm trying to make here is about this list right here. While we, you know, the bigger thing I want to lead off with this is Jordan Bone, man. He's been putting out a lot of videos on his social media pages about his workouts to try to get before he's scouted by any type of NBA pro prospects, GM, scouts, anything like that. Putting out a lot of that. He had a video of, I think it was taken from either his or might have been one of his friends or one of his brother's Instagrams too. But yeah, moving a bunch of his stuff out. Don't know where exactly he's going to move to. Don't know if he's going back to Nashville. Don't know if he's going in some certain city where he's going to work with a trainer to better work on his skills before the draft process convinces any further. But Grant Williams, though, he's 12th on this list.
Wow.
He's 12th on this list here, though. Now, no mock draft I've seen has had him going that high. I think the highest I've seen, I don't even think he's in the top 15, the highest I've seen. But he's pretty much a consensus of all these mock drafts. He's going to go later first round.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely already that good chance that Grant could go to the NBA draft, stay there, not come back for his senior season. It's already looking like, man, Jordan Bone probably won't come back.
Yeah, probably not.
It looks like the writing's on the wall that he's not going to come back either. Man, Grant Williams, though, I keep seeing these high grades. It's making me worried if there's absolutely no shot he's going to come back. And remember, my personal opinion was I was a little optimistic that he would come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so was I.
Just because I don't think he has that much more to prove at Tennessee as far as what he's worth as a player. Certainly, there's areas of his game that he can work on and further improve. That is true. But also, unless he's really wanting to chase another championship, chase a three-time SEC Player of the Year, I really don't know what he needs to come back for. But there's something telling me that he might. But then I look at this, though. This is the Ringer's, this is their description, Grant Williams here. A team-first player who runs the show from the post in college, but will need to expand his game to the perimeter at the next level. It's one of the things Grant talked about in his press conference. He was saying he really needed to work on mainly his perimeter defense, guarding smaller players than he is, because whenever he does go pro, whenever he does get in the NBA, he's going to be that tweener, man. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to, like he is in college, take on a lot of players that are taller than him. But he's also going to be matched up on players, if he's out there at the three, going to be matched up on, let's face it, more athletic players than he is.
For sure.
So he's got to work on that defense. He has to work on making sure he is a complete half-court type of player, which he did work on that a lot this year, worked on expanding his three-point game very well, I might add, too.
Yeah.
Made a lot of clutch three-pointers.
I wanted him to shoot more. I mean,
he really could have shot more.
Yeah.
It seemed like he'd get the ball out there beyond the three-point line.
And you could tell he was thinking about it.
It'd always be at the top of the circle, too. He pumped fake for a little bit, and he's like, I'm just going to drive.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drive into the paint and try to draw a foul, which would work a lot of the times. He'd be very good
at baiting. He's very good at that, too.
Very good at baiting people out there to try to defend him. But I think he could further work on that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to convince myself he will come back for my own selfish reasons. Look at this other. They have a further evaluation of him here. Yeah, number 12 says the main selling point for Grant Williams is glue guy skills. Height, weight, 6'7", 236, has a 6'11 wingspan. And has all his vital stats here. Here's his pluses. Crafty interior scorer who finishes with either hand and uses deceptive pump fakes to create space, just like I talked about. Loves to carve out space for his left-handed runner, which he's very good at. Excellent screener who can facilitate on the short roll or pop for threes, can be a playmaking weapon on switches. Tennessee runs its offense through him on the post. He loves absorbing contact, can finish over either shoulder, and throws accurate fastballs to cutters and shooters. He mentions here, improved spot-up three-point shooter. He must extend his range. Best touch from the line and mid-range is a positive indicator for his projected shooting ability. They have a couple more here, but I'm going to go to the minuses. They got four minuses for Grant. And these are reluctant to shoot threes. There you go, Julia.
Yep.
He passes up open looks and dribbles into short mid-range pull-ups. Does he lack confidence or is he aware of his limitations? Next, lacks versatility. Verticality. So scoring inside against NBA length will require an adjustment. Next, he doesn't project as a shot creator because of his average first step and lack of shake as a ball handler. He's a big old tank.
Yeah.
Wouldn't think he'd have
a lot of man.
And finally, the last minus they have here. Tweeners don't exist in today's NBA, but athleticism still matters. He might not have the mobility to be a top-shelf defender on switches against guards and quicker wings. Maybe some stuff he can work at one more year in college. I'm just being selfish.
Yeah.
I'm just being selfish.
No, you're right.
I don't see him. I know what they're doing here. I know this isn't their mock draft. The Ringer's mock draft is coming next month. I can look at Alias' mock draft here to see what the latest thoughts on his projection is. Man, do we agree that he's in this draft right now the 12th best player, overall player?
I mean, as Tennessee fans, yes, we hold Grant. I think we would all say he is the 12th best player just as fans and watching him the last few years and knowing what he can do. But when you look at all of the guys coming out in this year's draft, though Grant is very, very good at what he does, I don't know. I would kind of have to disagree. I don't know if he's a top 12 player. I really don't.
There are a lot more other players that are built for the NBA, I think, than Grant is.
He's certainly a very interesting prospect. Mm-hmm. I think he's an interesting prospect from just the NBA GM standpoint. You see him constantly go up against guys that have a height advantage on him, guys that would have an athletic advantage on him. It doesn't matter. He bullies people all the time. He's just a big bully.
Yeah.
What happens when it's like, okay, you can do this in college, but you have all these type of versatile players in the NBA. You're not really expected to dominate down the post like you can.
Yeah.
You're not going to be expected to do that as often. So work on that expanded game. Work on becoming more of a threat as a shooter here. They have some comparisons here. They say that Grant has shades of P.J. Tucker. Boris Diaw when he was with the Spurs. And Travion Graham. Don't know Travion Graham, but I know the other two. I know P.J. Tucker and Boris Diaw, though. Yeah. From a body top, yeah.
Yeah,
pretty much the first two.
A lot like Diaw.
And what Tucker and Diaw can both do, especially Tucker, could shoot.
Yeah.
I don't remember how much of a three-point threat that Boris Diaw was. But definitely guys who could help in spacing the floor, who could be a threat from outside a little bit. Grant definitely does remind people of that. P.J. Tucker is the comparison I see made the most here.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if he's... I don't know if he's just completely 100% ready yet.
Yeah.
I know Grant's a complete smart cookie. We all know that. So maybe he thinks one more year can be very beneficial. Maybe he thinks one more year can bump him up into a consensus near top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Because let's think about the difference in the money.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about, like, let's just say he would get picked 12th overall. Okay. A lot of mock drafts has him in the 20s. The amount of money difference in your rookie contract.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's pretty noticeable, and it does factor into a lot of people's decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I mean, if Grant does come back, like you said, he's a smart guy. If he doesn't feel like he's graded high enough and he does come back, the one thing working to his advantage is even though he's a junior on the court, he's graduating here in a couple weeks. So he will have a full year until the next draft to work on his skills, to work on his game, whatever the scouts tell him to work on. And if anybody could do it, I think it'd be him. I really do. If all he's going to do is basketball, I'd have to worry about, you know, schoolwork, you know, whatever else he does with his free time. Just worry about basketball, work on his three-point game, defending the perimeter, defending in general. I think it could really help him. It's just if his... I think if his grade is high enough, if he does go top 20, if he's told by somebody, yeah, you're going to go top 20, I think he's gone.
Yeah.
I really do.
It has to be.
And I don't blame him.
And he'll get that grade when he goes through the process, just like Jordan Bowen's going to get the grade, just like Admiral got the grade last year as well.
Yeah.
All sorts of players are going to do that this year. Yeah, I think you do take that top 20 money period because it's like, how much more can you improve your overall game versus does he want to chase some more accolades in college?
Yeah.
And it's really the same thing in the Jordan Bone conversation. Jordan Bone's not being projected to get drafted anywhere in these latest mock drafts.
Yeah.
But still the question for him is, okay, do I still stay in the draft process, take that risk of going undrafted, and maybe just go over to Europe for a year or two and still make tons and tons of money versus, you know, staying in college and showing how much more can I show on tape that hasn't already been shown, especially if you're Jordan Bone. You've had this terrific from his freshman year to this past season, this terrific development and growth.
Mm-hmm.
We went from Bone's first two seasons here. A lot of people said Tennessee still doesn't have real consistent point guard play. Well, you certainly didn't like that this past season.
No, yeah. You did not.
Jordan Bone is basically, at least on the offensive end, your damn complete package for this type of offense.
Yeah.
So Grant and Bone kind of had the same question, albeit in a different context.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Grant's definitely going to get drafted, it's do you want to try to get drafted higher? For Bone, it's, well, do I want to make money, period.
Yeah.
Are we now leaning towards maybe both of them are gone?
I think Bone really wants to be gone because if he's packing up and heading out now, I mean, he's not even finishing classes.
Yeah.
So he's looking to get drafted or, like you said, go overseas.
He's looking to make money somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. I always lean more towards, if I had to pick one to come back, it would be Jordan just because I don't think he's going to get drafted in the draft. I think he would go to Europe and play. I think that's one of the differences between him and Grant. I think Grant is NBA or bust, and Bone is like, hey, I'll go play wherever I need to. I'll move wherever I need to. I'm sick of playing in college. I want to be a pro no matter where it is. But after seeing him moving all of his stuff, which, I mean, if he's going somewhere, he needs all of his stuff. But still,
yeah, sure.
it didn't leave a good feeling with me. So
no, he's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go. I've always been on the other train, too, that Grant's done. I think he's
done.
So. I hope I'm wrong, but from the start, man, he's just too good. He's already done enough in his 3 years here. He doesn't have anything left to prove.
Just took a peek at a new mock draft from CBS Sports. I think it's kind of an interesting position here. Maybe we'll play a hypothetical game when we come back here because I want to get into this here. But we're up against it in the first segment of the program, 865-546-8200. That's our number to hop on the Fan Run phone lines here. Going to go ahead and open those up. 546-8200. Take the first break of this Thursday edition of Overtime and be back right after this. Okay, let's get into the CBS Sports Mock Draft here, continuing our discussion about the latest NBA draft prospects for Grant Williams and Jordan Bone as well here. This is the latest one I found from CBS Sports. This is from Gary Parrish himself putting out this mock draft here. I'm not going to bore you with like, these lottery picks here. It's the same old, same old. And like any order, it's always going to be Zion first. To the Knicks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-duh. And then in some order, you're always going to have Ja Morant or R.J. Barrett. And this one has Darius Garland going to the Bulls at fourth overall.
Mm.
Wow. Interesting.
And how many games would Vanderbilt have won if he didn't get injured?
Probably would have beat us.
Yeah, they beat us in Nashville.
Yeah, they definitely would have. No doubt.
Him himself, man, with the other talent that they did have on that team, that's at least five wins, right?
At least five conference wins.
Yeah. They're still pretty bad, I think.
I don't know,
Darius Garland's still pretty damn good.
I think they're better than their record show this year just because, I mean, after a while, after you go 0-so-and-so in the conference, you just kind of quit.
Yeah.
You really do.
You're just like,
what are we playing for? Yeah. Nothing.
Not to brag, but I think us breaking their heart like we did in Nashville.
That broke them.
Yeah, that
I mean,
really
that
did.
Really did break them because the next game they came out, they played Oklahoma in the SEC Big 12 Challenge, annihilated.
Mm-hmm.
We broke their will. We broke their spirit.
Good.
and then they got their coach fired. Now they have Jerry Stackhouse.
Yeah.
They really did hire that man.
They really did.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for them. I like it. I like the hire.
Anyway, back to the mock draft here. Scrolling down to try to see where Grant Williams is projected because, like I said in the first segment, everything I've seen, he's consensus in the 20s. Some have had him as high as, like, I think 18, 17.
Okay.
This is the latest CBS Sports. Now, just keep in mind, this is just one opinion of a mock draft.
Okay.
From Gary Parrish here. His is interesting, though. Okay. Grant Williams, 26 overall pick. So, like you were saying, Cole, if he gets a straight down the board from all the scouts and all the draft experts, hey, you're going to the top 20. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a top 20 pick here. Yeah, he's gone. 26, though, that might leave wiggle room.
Yeah.
Actually has him. I'd hate for him to go here, man. He's got the Cavs drafting
him.
Ooh.
I would hate that.
It's a pick they got because of the trade with Houston. Damn it.
I mean, I'd buy a jersey. Well, maybe. Maybe a t-shirt jersey thing.
A jersey?
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, he's our boy. Got to.
Here's a description of Grant Williams here. The CBS Sports First Team All-American was so consistently productive that NBA scouts who previously questioned whether what he does will translate to the next level are starting to wonder why it won't. It's true that the 6'7 forward is neither a great athlete nor a serious threat from the perimeter, but Williams really knows how to play, and more often, players who are described that way are carving out roles for themselves in the NBA. Perhaps Williams can be the next. Here's why this one's intriguing to me, though. Go back a few picks. 23rd overall pick, the Utah Jazz select, Admiral Schofield.
Whoa, hold the phone.
This is one of the few I've seen that has Admiral going before Grant.
Or at all.
This is what Parrish has to say about Admiral Schofield. I think I buy an Admiral Utah Jazz jersey.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Because the Jazz got cool colors. I think they got a good jersey. I definitely love
playing
that.
With Donovan Mitchell.
Ooh.
That could be fun to watch.
Yeah, it really would. Description of Schofield, though, that we already know. So Schofield was just a 3-star prospect coming out of high school, a 6'5 forward from Illinois who wasn't even considered a top 250 recruit in the class of 2015, according to 247 Sports. Now he's 6'6 with a sculpted body and a reputation for being a tireless worker who is loved by his coaches, all of which helped him average 16.5 points per game, 6.1 rebounds this season for a Tennessee team that spent a month ranked number one. The fact that Schofield made more than 40% of 393 three-point attempts in the past three seasons suggests he'll be a real threat from the perimeter when he gets to the NBA. I think Admiral will have a perfect niche in the NBA.
I think so, too.
I don't know if he'd ever become a consistent starter, but he's definitely going to be at the very worst, I think a solid rotation player.
Sure.
That's going to be always a threat from three.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Man, he'd be a damn good key for a long playoff run for whatever team he goes on. Especially if it's a contender like the Jazz. Contender as at least contend to get in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to get annihilated by Houston the series. I mean, they already kind of are, but, man. It would help, though. Better than Grant going to the Cavs.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
What did we think about Admiral going above Grant?
Surprising.
Yeah, it's very surprising.
Is it because Admiral...
He's got the three-point
shot. He's consistently going to be a perimeter type of player, and he's got the athleticism to cut to the basket if he has to.
Yeah.
We've seen all the dunks. The whole nation saw him posterize that poor kid from Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a multi-threat type of offensive presence.
I mean, he's just also...
He's not terrible on defense, so that also helps.
He's a very good athlete for his size. In my opinion, him and Grant's game are a lot alike in the fact that they can both play down low. They can both drive to the basket and get fouled. Admiral just can shoot the three better than Grant, honestly. Yeah. If Grant could shoot like Admiral could, he'd be a top 10 pick. No doubt in my mind.
Admiral's got that more confident stroke when he does take a three-pointer. Mm-hmm. It's just because he's always had that. Certainly, it's something he's worked on, something he's got better at. But Grant had to, in college, develop.
Mm-hmm.
That consistent three-point shot.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't take him his first, especially his first season here.
Yeah.
just did not take him. Took a little bit more last year, and then, of course, took at least a big enough amount of number, average, what, 2 per game, if that?
Something like that,
It was enough to make people wary of it when they were guarding him. But, man. So let's just say Grant Williams does get a 26 overall grade. Is that enough for him to still say, yeah, it's still first-round money, I'm going to take it?
I don't know.
I just want him back, man. I really hate to see the team without him and Bone. Which I think I think next year's team would still be a tournament team. Barely. I'd like to see Grant back. I'm just selfish, guys. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Think 20.
Can I have nice things?
No.
Damn it.
26. I don't know. That seems like a very, very odd spot for him to land. Yeah. I think he could go either way. I really do. Like you said, it's still
just come down to a personal decision.
Like, yeah, it's still a first-round pick. It's not like he's going, you know, second, third, end up in G League. He's going first round. He's possibly somebody's first pick. Still making good money, but I don't know. He might think his talent is worth more than the 26th pick, so that might be a reason for him to come back. If he goes in the mid-upper 20s range, if that's what his grade is, I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
I really do.
This fansided.com block here, part of the Sports Illustrated Network, they have one here. Now, it's by Michael Sands. I don't know if he's like really like credible expert or not. No offense, but he's got one here. I'm just seeing the pulse of these different mock drafts. At 25, the Portland Trail Blazers select Grant Williams. So 25, so one spot above.
Okay.
This one does not have Admiral going above him, by the way. It's got Admiral going 27th, though, to the Nets.
Ooh, okay.
Now, that's a jersey I like to buy.
Yeah.
I buy a Brooklyn jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I definitely buy a Brooklyn jersey. I'm looking at these other like picks here, just out of curiosity. Oh, God. San Antonio Spurs taking Tyler Hero.
Ugh.
Oh, no. No, Pop, don't do it.
Don't do it to us.
I don't know if that's a good fit.
I don't think it is at all.
It really sounds like it isn't.
His personality versus Pop's? Yeah, I don't think that's going to mesh well.
No. Hey, Pop, I'm a bucket. What's up? It's like, no, you're not. You're scrubbing the floor after practice.
You're what?
Pop would cuss him out.
What is a bucket?
Pop would make him cry.
No, yeah, he definitely would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your latest mock drafts here. Still no Jordan Bone on anything. And that's a real difference in these projections, right? We're seeing overall first-round picks and projections for Grant Williams, and we're wondering whether that would be good enough. If Jordan Bone's projected to go anywhere in this draft, he's definitely gone.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's the difference in
He'll
mentality
take whatever
there.
He can get.
I think, because Bone knows that he, even though he's a great point guard in college, he just, I don't know. I don't think he could be as good in the NBA as Grant could. I just don't see his ceiling being that high. I really don't. And I think he knows that too. So any chance he gets, he's going to take. But Grant knows, hey, I'm a pretty good player. 2-time SEC player of the year. If I have to go back to school to be a better player, go up high in the draft, I'll do that. But Bone's like, no, screw this. If you take me with the very last pick, I'll take it.
Hit another break right here, 865-546-8200, 546-8200. About to change the TV behind us here to some Fighting Voltellos. Tennessee beginning the weekend series at Kentucky.
Boo.
First pitch was already set for a minute ago. So might already be underway. Vols looking for a big, big series win on the road against an SEC opponent this weekend here. Tune into that one, give you some updates if anything develops there. Switch away from the NBA draft talk here regarding some Tennessee players and go wherever it takes us here. Oh, I know where it's going to take us. That NFL schedule released last night.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the videos and the ways that teams announce their schedules.
Yeah, very interesting.
Very creative. A lot of people in these marketing departments and these video departments deserve massive raises.
Yeah.
Yes.
After what I saw last night. Tell you all about that coming up next here. You are listening to Overtime. Keep it tuned right here to Fan Run Radio. back on overtime here, talking about the NFL schedule officially being unveiled last night. And forget the actual games here for a second. Bravo to some of these NFL teams, marketing, video departments here. Did a fantastic job. My personal favorite. I think the Falcons one was really good.
Yeah.
They did a Game of Thrones intro. Anything Game of Thrones is always going to get brownie points for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Julia as well.
Oh, yeah.
And Cole doesn't really understand that much. Poor guy.
Sorry.
Poor guy. Panthers, keeping it the NFC South. They had a really good one.
Yeah, they did.
They had one every week. It was a different classic video game they would use. And they would like Cam Newton or one of their other players, like Luke Kuechly, into whatever game. Like they had one that was like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2. And like a customized Cam Newton skater.
One of the greatest games ever created.
They did like old Madden games like from the 90s. They did like Donkey Kong. Oh, I'm trying to think of some other ones they did. They did a bunch of classic ones like Sonic to announce like each game. So those are really cool. I'm trying to look up some others here that I might have missed. The Titans, though. I think the Titans one was kind of lame. Did either of you see what they did?
No, I didn't see it.
They had a different country act to announce each game. I'd heard of some of them. Some of them I'm like, who are these people?
Mm-hmm.
They probably just pulled. There's no way you can't tell me they didn't pull like at least three or four of them off like one of those random bars on Broadway and just said, hey, be in this video. Wear this Titans jersey.
Yeah, I mean.
I will say, though, real quick, they did have a couple legends.
Yeah, they did.
Charlie Daniels.
Yeah.
Mm.
And at the end, Queen Dolly.
Yeah, they did.
So it wasn't all bad. They also had a dog called Doug the Pug.
Doug was in it, yeah.
Doug is nice. Get those three out with the rest of those degenerates. I don't know who some of those people were.
Yeah.
I think there was some like girl group called Runaway Jane. There was... What's this other band? Lanco?
Yeah, I mean,
I knew them.
These are all
like Old Dominion was also in there. They had a bunch of people.
Yeah, current
had a bunch of people. I'm like, who?
I understand where they're coming from with that being Nashville and being Music City,
but those guys.
Lame. Suck. Yeah, they suck. But they just used too many new bro country artists that nobody really cares about.
So what it is called? It's bro country.
I know.
Damn, bro.
Let's see. I'm watching it again. I'll update you as it goes through.
My team, the Raiders, not bad. They didn't go all too crazy. What they did was just have John Gruden sit in a film room by himself, and he'd watch a bunch of classic Raiders clips from, like, every team Oakland's playing this year. There was some classic clip from a game between Oakland and that team from however many years back. Some of them were just a few years ago.
Okay, week one, Tyler Rich. Don't know who that is.
Week two,
Lanco.
Before you keep going, I'm just going to have this is what I'm going to do. And Julia, you can get on this too. Every time you say one of these artist names, I'm either going to say, yeah, if I know them, or who?
You want me to start over?
Yeah, start over.
Okay. Let me hit play. Okay, 2019 schedule, Tennessee Titans. Week one, Tyler Rich.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know who that is either. Week two, Colts Titans, Lanco.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. I don't know what songs they have. Week three, Titans, Jags, Michael Ray.
Who?
Yeah. Let's see. Week four, Falcons, Charlie Daniels.
Yeah. Absolutely. King Charlie.
Let's see. Week five, the Bills, Low Cash.
Who? The Low Cash?
Yeah. It's,
I know them.
Yeah. Week six, Broncos, Justin Moore.
Yeah.
I love Justin Moore.
Yeah. Week seven, Runaway Jane against the Chargers.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know who that is either. Week eight, Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, I know Dustin Lynch.
For the Buccaneers. Week nine, the Panthers, Ray Lynn.
Who?
She has a couple songs.
It's a she. Okay. Week 10, Mitchell. I don't know.
Mitchell Tenpenny.
Who?
Yeah. Week 11.
Mitchell Tenpenny sounds like the name of a pastor.
Week 11, bye week, Doug the Pug.
I would say who, but aw.
Week 12, Carly Pierce.
Who?
Week 13, Riley Green.
Who?
Who?
I don't know. Week 14, Devin Dawson.
Who? Dawson's Who? Creek?
Dawson. What? Who? The whole cast?
Oh.
Week 15, Lindsay L.
No.
Who?
Who?
I don't know.
And then finally, Queen Dolly. Then,
well, week 16, Jimmy Allen.
Oh. Still growing. Yeah. Who?
And then week 17, Old Dominion.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah. I like Old Dominion.
And then, of course, Dolly Parton to end it.
Who? Just kidding.
Julia Ann Ramsey!
Wow, don't the blasphemy.
Don't you start.
It was a joke.
You show Queen Dolly some respect.
Some jokes go too far, Julia. You better be careful.
Was that too far?
It's too far.
Did I overstep?
He hit a nerve.
Woo. Struck a nerve.
Dolly is very near and dear to my heart.
I've got a slight bone to pick with the NFL now. Now that we moved on from the actual way they announced it.
Mm-hmm.
My Raiders, pretty decent games. You kick off the season the way you kicked off the last season on the night camp for the first week of Monday Night Football. It's going to be home against the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Division rival, sure. Next week, another home game against the Chiefs. Sure.
Okay.
Here's where I start to have a problem. So you trade the two home games for two straight road games. You're at the Vikings, at the Colts. Fine. Then you're technically the designated home team against the Bears, and that's a very interesting game for several reasons. You meet Khalil Mack again.
Yeah, that'll be
meet a really good team in the Bears. The thing is, that's in London.
Ugh,
London.
Week six is a bye. Okay, so that's the three games you play before your bye week. That's away from Oakland. You would think, okay, home game coming up next. Week 7 and 8, at the Packers, at the Texans. Oakland spends week 3 through 8 away from Oakland.
It's not good.
What?
It's not good.
Yeah. So from September 15th, you will not have another home game till November the 3rd.
Yeah, hate to see that. It's not good.
You spend half of September and the entire month of October away from the Bay Area. Is this Goodell in the NFL trying to get back at the city of Oakland for suing the NFL over the Raiders moving to
Vegas? It sure seems like it.
Yeah, it kind of sounds
sure
like it.
Sure seems like it.
That's great. I will say after the road trip, there's three straight home games.
Well, that's good.
And then it's two straight road games, two straight home games, and then two straight road games to end out the season. I have a problem with week 3 through 8.
I don't blame you. I would not like it either.
I usually like to complain about stuff like this. Whatever the schedule is, but kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Slightly.
Yeah, it is terrible. That is terrible scheduling.
Oh, well.
I mean,
what can we do?
Nothing.
I literally can't do anything here.
Not with that attitude.
What are you
going to
do?
No.
Back to the Titans, I saw that they only, I think they only had one, like, Thursday night game.
One primetime game, yeah. It's on a Thursday night against, I forgot who it is.
Nobody. Yeah.
Like some crap team.
I'm getting corrected by my girlfriend here. She said it's Runaway June, not Jane. She said both me and Cole said it.
Oh.
Runaway Jane can't. Sounds more more catchy than June.
Yeah, maybe I just can't read.
Runaway June. Runaway June. Still don't know who that is.
I don't either.
I don't know here. We have any more movement? Tennessee, Kentucky here before still we hit 1-0. This next break.
Still 1-0.
1-0 Vols. Ooh.
They just hit one base up the middle.
Kentucky on base here. 1-0 and 1 out here. Vols strike early in the top of the first up in Lexington. I don't like this color combination. I don't like this color clash.
Yeah, so I'm not Vols, a huge fan of it either.
Wearing smoky gray. Wearing all smoky gray. That's fine. However, Kentucky, who is the home team here? White jerseys, white pants, camo hats.
Yeah. Like military camo, not like,
which there's nothing wrong with that, but with what they're wearing, though?
It doesn't make sense. It's not like Memorial Day's coming up. It's not like 4th of July's coming up. It's Easter.
I don't like this clash of dark gray and black.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, I just don't. It feels so gloomy right now.
I'm with you. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, black for a home game?
Yeah.
And they got their stupid. Look how dumb those
checkerboard
look.
On the sleeves.
Well, they got that on the The cuff of the sleeve, I guess, but like on the shoulder pad, they got the that stupid alternate Kentucky logo.
Yeah.
It looks like two birds in coitus.
It does.
Looks like the direwolf symbol.
You ain't the Starks. You're not the Starks, Kentucky. Get out of here. Get out of here.
The Starks are not Kentucky fans.
Get the entire hell out of here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200 to hop on the Fan Run phone lines here. Be back with the final segment of the first hour of overtime. You're listening to Fox Sports Knoxville. Bye. Welcome back to overtime here, still on this NFL schedule release. Now we're going to these top nine primetime games for upcoming season here. If you're already ready for the NFL to come back here, know what games to circle on your calendar. Here they are. Steelers at the Browns, Thursday Night Football, Week 11. The Chiefs at the Chargers in Mexico, Monday Night Football, Week 11. Week 11's already got some great games. You got the Colts at the Chiefs, Sunday Night Football Week 5. Cowboys at the Bears, Thursday Night Football Week 14. Chiefs at the Bears. This be Week 16, right before Christmas, actually, Sunday Night Football. And now it gets a little bit better here. Get my list back up here. Cowboys at the Saints, Sunday Night Football Week 4. Packers at the Bears. That's going to be your NFL kickoff game, kicking off Thursday, September the 5th. Number two right here. It's interesting. Never thought, at least for a while, we'd see this team near the top of the must-watch primetime games. But we got the Browns having a home game against the Rams in Week 3 for Sunday Night Football.
Wow.
Sunday Night Football up in Cleveland. Woo, it's going to be the first time since 2008 NBC has been there for Sunday Night Football in the dog pound. Browns-Rams, Week 3. Probably like an early test to see how legit Cleveland's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If they can dethrone your NFC champions, maybe you get a lot more hype surrounding Baker Mayfield and the boys. Odell, Jarvis Landry, Myles Garrett, and of course, Freddie Living Room for your head coach. And your number one, not shocked by seeing this, Packers at the Chiefs, Sunday Night Football Week 8. Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes for the first time ever.
That'll be great.
And NFL.com here, it says it's arguably the most talented quarterback ever against a quarterback who could eventually challenge him for that title.
Ooh!
MVP past versus MVP present.
Ooh.
A night game at Arrowhead Stadium, October the 27th.
The rookie versus the vet.
You get those jump out to you?
That one.
just that one?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the biggest games of the year.
And that's also a chance for...
If not the biggest game.
I don't think you'll ever directly repeat that Chiefs-Rams game that you had all that offense last season. That could give it a run for its money, though.
Yeah.
That game could be a big boat race there. Man, Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers.
It's going
to
be good.
I want to think about the combined passing yards in that one. And I also want to hope Packers' offensive line keeps Aaron Rodgers healthy.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Old A.A. Ron.
A.A. Ron.
See that article that came out last week? About I don't know, it was Bleacher Report or what was it? About Aaron Rodgers and his relationship with like Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Apparently he never liked Mike McCarthy. Ever.
I mean, that's what that said. Did you see his interview, though, with ESPN Radio?
He refuted it.
Pretty much,
he?
Absolutely, yeah. Calling the guy who wrote just an absolute liar.
Do you believe Aaron Rodgers would be like that in the locker room, George's coaches? Because he's always come off as like, what, a chill guy? He's always come off as...
Yeah, we never really hear him in a negative light.
Not really, not all
in the
that
media.
Much.
No. So, I mean...
I don't think he has the greatest relationship with his brothers.
He does not
that.
Like...
No, he really doesn't.
He does not like Jordan.
I wouldn't like Jordan
They don't
either.
Like... Yeah, I wouldn't either. They do not like each other.
So who knows if that's on him.
But... I don't know. I mean, I could see it in a way. I mean, when you're that big of a star in the league, when you make that much money, the face of a franchise, yeah, I'm sure it could get to your head. But I don't know. I don't think he is. I've never thought of Aaron Rodgers like that.
I didn't either until like that came out. But then I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't think a lot of people really like Mike McCarthy towards the end there.
Yeah.
I think he really lost most of his team, too.
I think so, too.
I don't know. But still, yeah, I mean, love him or hate him, personality on, off the field, whatever. Still one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it.
Oh, yeah.
And going up against Patrick Mahomes, that's going to be one I'm already going to have circled on my calendar that doesn't involve my team.
Yeah.
And even being a Raiders fan, even the Chiefs being a longtime old AFL divisional rival.
Yeah.
Can't help but not like to watch him play, though.
Sure.
He's still pretty damn fun to watch play, though. I do have to admit that here. Quick update for Vols Kentucky baseball here. Top of the second is one on, one out for the Vols. I got a runner in scoring position here, and Kentucky's pitcher just walked someone else. So we got runners on first and second here. Tennessee tries to start off a road series against an SEC rival off the right way here. Update you as that one continues here, but hour number two of overtime is coming up on the other side here. 865-546-8200 to hop on the Fan Run phone lines. We will be right back.